This is the governor explains, and we are still with His Excellency Dr. Abdulfattah Ahmed. Your Excellency, sir, let's go to other issues apart from salaries and local government issues. We have the International Vocational Education Center at Ajasaipo, promoted by government. But now we are registered as an NGO. That seems to be a contradiction. How do you explain this, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. You see, our case is to set up an international vocational training and entrepreneurship college in the first place is as a result of the need to create a training ground for middle manpower need and development plan. And we looked at it that we don't have such institutions across the country. Most importantly, even you look at the technical colleges that were established in the past, most of them have either gone moribund or largely been converted to regular secondary schools. And it is reflected on the way and manner traits and activities are carried on at the hands-on levels across the country. If you look at where we require masonries and other artisans to work, especially in construction, we rely heavily on people coming in from the West African sub-region. These are part of the reasons why we set up the school. Now, how will the school run differently from what we used to have in the past? We look at what government has done in the past. Where are the government technical colleges today? Where are the government-owned institutions that are expected to drive entrepreneurship across the country? They're all gone, they're all dead. So our desire to set up a training institution, but that will not go the same way as those ones in the past. And most of the problems they face is largely recurrent expenditure. Government spends money every time, sets up an institution, equip it, and that is where it ends. How do they run from there? Who provides the bills? Who runs and the bill payments? Who provides the funding to run the day-to-day activities? And we've seen that state capacities to drive institutions on a recurrent basis is becoming Herculean, either at the basic, at the secondary, or even tertiary levels. We are even current witnesses to what is happening to ASUG with the federal government today. It tells you that capacity of governments to continue to run institutions on recurrent levels is becoming a bit challenging. And that is why we conceptualized the issue of setting up an international vocational center that would run as an NGO. Now, what is the advantage of running as an NGO? The first one is that it will be able to run itself by latching on international organizations, donor agencies, that will give it enough funding to continue to run. It will get support from a lot of development partners who will see it as not being a normal government technical college, and we'll just see it as just the normal thing that will run the way other technical colleges have gone. So the whole idea of registering as an NGO is to create a sustainability platform. We don't want it to go the same way that others have gone. It means others may argue that we are with somebody taking it away tomorrow and say it will continue to be owned by government, but it's going to be run as an NGO. And the reason why the NGO registration is necessary, that is the only way it will become attractive to international agencies who will now donate or fund or endow.